tell me your name and how old you are?
My name's Sam, and I am 8. And here's a joke that we, I told her when the first started. What's the difference between wisdom and knowledge?
What's the difference?
With knowledge is knowing that a tomato is a fruit. With wisdom is that a tomato does not go in a fruit salad. Tomato is a fruit, and
a tomato is a very, very different and unusual kind of fruit, isn't it? Yeah, we're going to have to see if we can find some fruit salad recipes with tomatoes. I don't know of any. Maybe that can be some of our work to do this summer.
Me neither.
Well, Sam, I am super excited to be visiting with you. I have not seen you even in Zoom or on Zoom in a super long time, so it's really exciting to see your face and to see you sitting outside in the yard.
I've seen you on the recording scene, but I can't even see everybody who's watching it.
You know, that's a good question. You know, what I like to do when I am there, I like to try to imagine everybody. And so I imagine everybody sitting in pews where I think people would sit. And then I try to imagine people's faces and what they might be doing. And so it's kind of like that camera ends up being, I don't know, it's kind of like this look into infinity, imagining everybody on the other side of that camera. So that has been one of the cool things, even though it's really hard not actually getting to see everybody on Zoom or in person. So that's what makes this awesome, is that I get to see you. So I have a few questions. So I'm going to ask the first question, which is, tell me what is one thing that you do every single day right now?
Doing homework.
You've been doing a lot of homework. And what is that like?
I actually have to.
You have?
I can't eat.
Oh, say that again?
I can't eat.
Until you get your homework done?
Four things done, then I can have eat. I have to get my instrument practice, then I have to get four things done, then I can eat.
Oh my goodness. Your mom, she's serious about this homework stuff, isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh goodness. When is school going to be done?
I seriously don't know.
Hopefully soon.
But guess what?
What?
I wanted to end. I want to go back to school now.
Oh.
Not next year. No, not then. Now. Now is now.
So when you are back at school, what is the first thing that you want to do? If you got to set your schedule in school, what would that look like?
Meeting up with my teachers, then doing morning meeting, then... Oops. Sorry, I just dropped my computer.
That's okay.
Oops.
You are an expert using Zoom.
Oh, yeah. I know every technique. I'm actually pretty familiar with Zoom. I don't want to turn my video off.
That's okay. You do what you need to. So, well, all right. So one of the other questions that I have is, where do you go first when it is safe to go there? Uh-oh.
Sorry.
That's totally okay.
When I dropped my computer the second time, it closed.
Oh, it closed. Oh my goodness gracious. All right. We are recording again. Okay. That's awesome. All right. So tell me where is one of the first places that you want to go when it is safe to go?
To the beach or my great grandma's house.
Oh.
Actually in the summer right now, I think, I don't know how many days or weeks. I'm going to go over to my grandma's house.
You are? Oh my gosh. And your grandma lives kind of close to you, doesn't she?
No.
Oh, she doesn't? Where does she live?
Bainbridge Island. My mom's mom.
That's right. Okay. I was thinking that they were a little bit closer. So, oh my gosh, you get to go to Bainbridge.
No. Oh, the ones that live closest to me
mm-hmm.
are probably my Grandma Lane and Grandpa Fred. Those are the closest ones.
Okay.
Closest.
Oh, okay.
No one else are my grandmas. Not even my auntie. Mom's sister live close. They live in Canada.
That's a long way away.
And it's not going to be that long away if when I say the next one. Her brother lives in Japan.
Oh my goodness. You have to get on an airplane or get on a ship and sail for like 2 weeks to get to Japan. Wow.
He came here and it took, I don't know how many days to come here.
Well, even on an airplane, it takes a long time. It takes like 12 hours to get from here to Japan. And you have to cross the dateline. So if you're going this way, you arrive in Japan tomorrow. And if you come from Japan here, then you arrive in Seattle yesterday. It's very confusing. So you're going to get to go to Bainbridge Island and spend some time in Bainbridge Island. What do you want to do when you're in Bainbridge Island?
I actually don't know. I want to do bike riding. That's all. That's basically. And I miss waking up early and like getting some Cheerios. Oh, yeah. I like that.
That's very cool. Well, that sounds super fun.
It's
and it's kind of fun to be on the water, too, to get to go from this side of the water over to Bainbridge Island. So that's cool.
Oh, fairies are... I don't really like fairies.
Oh, you don't like fairies? Okay.
They're good. I like them pretty much, but it's a long time.
Yeah, that's true. And sometimes you have to wait a long time to get on a ferry, too. So, and that's not so fun. Okay, so then I have one more question for you. Actually, two questions. So, one question is, what is something that you want the grown-ups around you to know?
That I want to get out now.
That's cool. I think a lot of grown-ups probably feel that way, too. Now, here's a different angle on that question. What is something that you want the grown-ups at St. Mark's to know?
That I want to get out now, and now means now.
All right. That's cool.
Don't care how much drama is going around. Now. Want now.
All right. That seems reasonable. So you're outside right now, but it sounds like that you want to be further out than just in your backyard.
I have a huge yard, don't it? The only problem is the backyard's tiny.
Oh.
Front yard's whole. Oh, it's, I don't know how many days, how much big. You know, guess what? Even a hill is inside our yard. Even a hill.
You have a hill in your yard? That is a big yard.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Sing around to there. You can see that giant hill.
I can see that hill. Oh my goodness gracious.
And it goes from there all the way over here. All the way over to those trees.
Whoa.
Then it down into our garden. That's how big that hill is.
That hill is massive. And there are huge electrical poles on top of that hill, too. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, where's the favorite part? What's the favorite part of your yard for you?
Probably in my mud pit. You know, the only problem is I can't show you it because there's no reception up there.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I was thinking, too, if you go in the mud pit, your mom might be kind of mad at me. So she might get mad at both of us, but especially at me.
Go in
the mud pit.
No. I would lose you if I went in the mud pit. I could go in it for, I don't know how long. Can I show you?
Oh, you can try.
Oh, I'd be happy to.
But don't go in the mud pit because I don't want you to get all messy.
No.
Or to drop the computer.
Right now it's filled with water.
Oh. Okay.
But that's mud pit.
Oh, there it is. I see it.
It's huge.
You know what? When I was growing up, we had a sand pit. My parents would always get a sand, and then we would just play in the sand all day long. And that was always very fun, except we probably track sand in our house all the time. So, but a mud pit, ooh, that's pretty cool.
It's just me. It was a garden for my mom once.
Oh, I see.
And then I claimed it.
You claimed it. That's awesome.
My beautiful garden that's right over there.
I see it.
You see it?
I do. Yep.
That was actually once my mom's garden.
Oh, that's cool.
So basically, I have a lot of garden. I have gardens. Like, I have lemongrass, I think, over there.
That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. Over that way. Over towards the corner.
Oh, I see.
I can go grab a piece.
It looks like you have a rose bush over there, too.
Oh, yeah, that's a rose bush.
Right. Oh, that's cool.
Uh-oh. Not enough rain.
Oh, okay. Well, I have to get ready to go, but before I get ready to go, I'm wondering if there are any questions you have for me, because I spent all this time asking you questions, and I wonder if you have a question.
No.
No? Okay. Well, I am super excited to see you and to get to hear from you. It's because you have so much wisdom. Wisdom with Sam is the best. All right. I want you to tell your sister and your mom hi when you see them.
Hi. You want me to say hi for you?
Yes. Will you do that for me after we get off? So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. We'll have to talk again soon. So, okay. I'm waving at you. Bye,
bye.
Sam. Thank you for sharing all of your wisdom.
Yeah.
Bye.